We're very much closer to finding a cure for this disease.
Buffalo lawyer David Smith is co-chair of the Celebrity Gala. He has served on the Sunil's Light Foundation board for 8 years. The foundation is named after a local teen, 15-year-old Sunil Ram, who suffers from the disease.
It's a muscle-wasting disease. The body doesn't produce the protein dystrophin that's necessary to maintain and build your muscles.
And without that dystrophin protein, muscle weakness will occur. It usually affects boys, with most dying in their early 20s.
So boys, generally by the time they reach their teens, have lost the ability to ambulate and walk around as they normally would and are wheelchair-bound in their late teens at the latest. In their mid to late 20s, they usually pass from respiratory or heart failure as a result of the muscle weakness and the wasting of the muscle.
According to the foundation, more than 20,000 children in the nation suffer from Duchenne.
What I learned is that there are a number of local families with children affected, and the more I got into it, the more people would approach me and say, hey, you know what, I have a cousin, a son, a nephew that's affected by this disease, and I want to do everything I can to help.
As part of ongoing fundraising for Duchenne research, Smith decided to create this Celebrity Gala competition because he also has a passion for ballroom dancing. Over the last 6 years, Smith has been taking lessons with professional ballroom instructor Leanne Jones.
It's a perfect fundraiser. It's really a perfect event.
Jones is co-chair of the event. Both Jones and Smith came up with the concept and developed it into this Friday's gala.
A lot of people have been so involved and interested in ballroom dancing for years now, and this just seemed like such a perfect opportunity to get dancing, ballroom dancing, fundraising for a very good cause, and put that all together. I think that putting this together is just going to make it very important to get people more involved.
And that involvement not only includes the celebrity dancers, but area ballroom studios donating teachers and lessons.
Every celebrity has one dance. They'll be competing against another celebrity performing the same dance. So you'll have 8 dances. We'll get to see everybody in a row. The audience will vote on who they believe is best.
You can also vote online for your favorite celebrity and watch their progress.
The judges will vote as well. We'll also tally in the online votes, and then you'll see everybody perform, and then we'll see who's the winner.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 1 and 2 and 3.
You might be surprised to find the leader of the Buffalo Zoo practicing steps to the cha-cha at a ballroom studio. Zoo President and CEO Donna Fernandez is one of 8 celebrities that accepted the dance challenge. Fernandez says she is forced to step out of character for this performance.
Well, I had done dancing like 15 years ago, and it was cha-cha, which is the dance I'm dancing, was one that I did. And so I thought it would be very similar to that. But in these performances, it's a lot more show steps and a lot more prancing and posing than just dancing. So that's hard for me to get used to. And also, I'm not a very flamboyant person. And so a lot of what he's proposing that I do feels very unnatural because I'm not flirty and sexy and posing at all. And so I'm trying to sort of tone it down a little bit for somebody in, you know, my personality type. But, you know, and even the dress that I'm going to wear is like a sausage case around me, very tight dress. But, you know, it is an appropriate dress for the cha-cha.
Fernandez has one of the more challenging dances to learn.
It is, and it's a very fast beat, too. You know, a cha-cha is a faster song. I wish I had been, and it was just sort of random who got what. I wish I had picked or been selected for a slower dance.
A waltz, maybe.
Yeah, or something. But or I don't think anyone's doing the foxtrot, but that's a nice beat. But the cha-cha is very fast.
How do you think the community will respond knowing that you're involved in it once they find out?
I think people, you know, will be surprised. It is sort of an eclectic mix, mostly sort of news personalities.
Another celebrity dancer is former Erie County executive Joel Giambra. You can also watch Giambra and other local celebrities online. And although the current television hit Dancing with the Stars teaches celebrities how to dance, you might recall the famous 1980s movie Dirty Dancing that featured ballroom dancing.
Hey, my frame! Where's my pleasing arc? Spaghetti arms?
Spaghetti arms, exactly. All about frame, your space and my space, and making sure you don't have spaghetti arms. Absolutely.
Teacher Jones says that's very relatable.
You get a lot of that from people that have watched that movie.
Yes, yes, we do. Everybody has frame. They all know how to not have spaghetti arms and keep space between them, and they all fell in love with Patrick Swayze during that movie, and who can't?
And remember, Friday night, no one puts baby in the corner. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.
I've been waiting for so long, now I've finally found someone to stand by me.